Finish the Story, Dad, by Nicola Smee. Ruby was never happier than when snuggled in bed with her dad reading her a story. But she did not like him stopping before the end. She wouldn't take a no for an answer, although he promised to finish the story the following night. When she came downstairs to plead with him, he got angry. "I am reading to myself now. We will finish your story tomorrow. Now go to sleep." So Ruby went back upstairs to bed and she started to count. 1, 2, 3, 4. Someone said that counting sent you to sleep, although she couldn't see how. She had just shut her eyes for 1 second when she was disturbed by her bed being roughly shaken.
"Why are you counting?"
Asked a very large lion at the end of her bed. "It's supposed to make me sleep, but it doesn't work," replied Ruby. "But I know what would. Will you finish reading the rest of the story, please?"
"No, I won't,"
answered the lion.
"But I will give you a ride on my back. That will make you tired."
But after a while, the only one tired was the lion. "Thanks for the ride, but I don't feel at all sleepy, so I'll walk on," said Ruby. She walked on until she found herself face to face with a dangling snake. "Would you please finish the story?" she asked.
"No, I won't, but I'll give you a swing," hissed the snake.
After a while, the snake felt tired. "I think I'll stop now and have a rest," he hissed. So Ruby said goodbye and walked on until she met a gorilla.
"Will you finish the story for me?" she asked.
"I'd prefer to give you a piggyback ride through the trees," the gorilla replied.
After a while, the gorilla was tired, but Ruby was not.
"You have a rest and I'll go on," she said.
Soon she came to a river, and in the river she spied a crocodile.
"Would you finish reading the story for me?" she asked.
"No, but I'll give you a ride to the other side," said the crocodile.
On the other side, Ruby met a giraffe. Before she could say anything, the giraffe turned and whispered,
"Shh, the baby is asleep."
"Will I ever find someone to finish the story?" said Ruby with a sigh.
"I think I know someone who could do that,"
squawked a big bird.
"He is a wise old elephant. I'll take you to him."
They flew for a long time over the treetops. Then the kind bird opened his beak to say,
"I think we'd better take a rest."
And Ruby fell. Of course, she fell down and down, and landed with a crash on her bedroom floor. Ruby's dad raced upstairs. He picked her up and tucked her in and bent down to get the book.
"I'll finish the story for you now," he said.
But Ruby was fast asleep, and so should you. Hope you enjoyed this. Good night. Sleep well.